Jesus Christ is coming back. Repent. You will repent. You will turn back to your first love. Pulling at your, if he is pulling at your spirit.
Because we're saying glory to God, praise Jesus. But for what? For something you did of your own? Something of your own doing? Know when it's spirit led and know when it's your flesh.
The head of the church should be a man. So pastoral leadership is for the men's role.
Why would a woman of God have an earring in her nose?
You're not reading the Bible, you're not mature in the faith, and sorry, Mr. Mike Todd, you are not preaching the truth.
There are still a lot of Christians out here that are not repping Christ. They're repping the devil. You're subconsciously worshiping him. The lack of prayer and the lack of reading your Bible and the lack of going to church.
There's no way that you could actually walk out of your house looking the way you do these days. There's no way men are not committing sin every single day. It's fashion, and God is against fashion.
I like my little elf ears. That's gonna have to do.
Now I can hear.
Got the sun coming in and whatnot. Thank you, Jesus.
How the sun just gonna disappear like that? Okay.
It's okay. We need to get started. It's alright.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the podcast. Yo, inconsistent baddie here. I ain't posted since what, September? And if you're listening on Spotify, or if I do decide to put this on YouTube, as you can see, I'm on the camera. Y'all ain't seen me on the camera before. A lot of times we think that our first impression should be our best impressions, which to a certain extent I believe, I agree with, but I also believe that our first impression should be our most authentic self. And about 96-97% of the time, this is how I look. Subtract the wig, because I did want to look a little bit presentable, okay? That's just the black girl in me. I did want to look a little bit presentable, and I want to look even more presentable because you look.
Y'all, the skin is not skinning.
That's just that. The skin ain't skinning, so I just want to feature this right here today, because we finna talk as per usual, but I brought my friend with me today, and yes. So if you're new here, welcome. If not, welcome back. And I'm so glad to be on the camera. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me. For y'all that do care, my name is Shadayla. For y'all that don't and don't really care for an intro, but I still gonna throw myself in there, my name is Shadayla. So hey. I have been away from Spotify and my podcast. Like I mentioned, I think it had been since September. It's been a little minute. We are into a new season, so praise the Lord, everybody. In this new season, y'all, I really, really had to take a lot of time to really plan, to really think. Like, I was just like, God, I really want to come back, and I really don't want to be hesitant on how I really bring these topics, because in the past it's really been about I want to cater to my audience, but God has just been like, okay, well, the audience you're catering to has not been the audience that I have assigned you to. And that in itself is a whole word, because how many of us have an audience where they just watching? We got monitoring spirits, we got people that, you know, we've been called to in the past, but God has sent us a whole new audience, and he just said, okay, so are we gonna keep catering to people and pleasing people and not me? So it has really been like a revamp of content, revamp of podcasts, and I'm just like, I'm so hesitant in talking about these things, hesitant in the way that I'm gonna be talking about these things, you know, in the same way, the way that I present myself. But it just took me a while to be like, you know what, I'm gonna be authentic, because this is what God done told me. And I'm gonna do what I'm doing, because this is me, this is how I act, this is how I talk.
I mean, choking on the steam.
Yo, I'm a sarcastic person. Some people are gonna take it as rude. Some people are gonna be like, if you are gonna be a constant listener of mine, you're gonna catch on to the drift. I have a sense of humor that you really have to catch on to, and some people just not gonna find me funny. And you know what? That's okay. Talking about, it's been a long time getting on this podcast. It's been a long time since I've been a facial. I've been
slacking on everything.
But let's talk about this conversation today. This conversation, and mind you, I am going to be inserting a clip. And don't worry, if you're not watching and you don't have the visuals, you're going to get the audios. Baby girl, you going to get the audio. So believe me, if you're not watching on Spotify, watch it on YouTube, you're going to hear what you don't see. So I really want to talk about how specifically telling people about Jesus. Think about that for a second. How do we tell people about Jesus? Because we're living in a day and age where we can just mention the name Jesus. And people do not grasp onto that. They're not receptive to it. Nobody wants to hear about Jesus, and it's always been that. That's biblical right there. That's Bible. We will be hated because of his name. We will be hated because of Jesus. But are we supposed to do what Jesus says, which is go out to make disciples, tell people about him? He is the Lord, he is the Savior. That through him we have salvation. Through him we are saved. If we want to make it to heaven, it's through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. John 14:6. So how do we tell people about Jesus? And the way that we see it most days, how people go about telling people about Jesus, we see people on the street corners. We see people go to pride festivals and parades. Or in this case, we see people on the airplane yelling out the truth. So, I want to roll this clip and I want to talk about it.
Jesus Christ is coming back. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you only knew, if you only knew how close he was to coming back, you will repent. You will repent. You will turn back to your first love. Not too late to seek the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. If he's pulling at your spirit.
Some of the comments saying, Jesus is Lord. Well done, sis. I would be very annoyed. I would have called for them to remove you from the flight. I would have threw something at her, doing all that hooting and hollering in that small space. I understand the message, but one place, one time. To be doing all that, trying too hard for likes and views. You got people commenting, hearts, clapping emojis. You know, you got a balance of people applauding this, and then you got other people that's like, eh. I mean, we get what you're doing, but this wasn't the time, this wasn't the place. And then you got people, of course, like, nah, you gotta respect other people's beliefs. Why are you doing this in a public setting? Why are you doing this at all? I have a comment, and this is where I kind of want to come from. And I agree with this comment a lot, and I want to read it. I hear you, and I agree, but there's a different way to go about it. I'm sure it's hard to receive when you're screaming across the whole airplane like this. I'm already a believer, and I know I'd be looking at you like, please stop all that yelling. Spread the gospel, but in a way, it's effective. Y'all, I think my spatial steamer, it's going out. I think it is. Yeah. This person is right. We have to be effective and really wise in how we go about spreading the gospel, because like I mentioned earlier, we're living in a day and time where people are not going to be receptive to the name of Jesus, to anything you're saying. Because think about it, you could just mention Jesus loves you, and they don't want to hear nothing you have to say.
You believe in Jesus Christ?
No, absolutely not.
Are you a Christian?
Get away.
In Christian culture and in the Christian community, we're so quick to be like, well, that's them, that's their soul, that's their salvation. But you got to think, the enemy has blinded them. We really have to work and be wise in how we really get them to believing and how we plant the seed. It wouldn't be called planting a seed if we didn't have to do work in planting a seed. When you think of planting a seed and harvesting something, right?
We have to do work. You got to dig the soil. First, you got to find the soil. You got to find the part of the ground where it's good soil to start digging so that you can plant the seed. You got to find it. You got to dig it. You got to put the seed in. You got to water it. But then, biblically speaking, it's God that brings the increase. So when we're going about spreading this seed and everything, right, it's gonna be work. And Jesus himself, when he was talking to the disciples, he says that I am sending you out as sheep among wolves. So therefore, be wise as serpents, yet gentle as doves. So when we're going out to these people, we can't just be up here doing stuff like this thinking that they're going to receive it just like that. They're carnal minded. And then you have Christians that are quick to say, the Spirit will do his part. Okay, did the Spirit lead you or did your flesh lead you? Because your flesh can lead you to do stuff like that too. Because that's called the spirit of religion. And the spirit of religion is of the flesh. I'll tell you a quick story. I was working at Chipotle. I got a transfer from the Florida Chipotle to the North Carolina Chipotle when I moved here half a year ago, if you want to be technical. There was my manager over the shift, and the Holy Spirit was like really telling me about this girl, like, okay, there's something about her. And my flesh was just like, well, she's of the world, obviously. You need to tell her about Jesus immediately. Tell her the gospel. But my spirit was like, you need to wait. Like, you need to wait to tell this girl anything, because first of all, you don't even know what she's dealing with. You don't know what type of seed you need to plant. So I waited, and I just casually had a conversation with her. I got to know her before I even told her anything, before even expressing I was a Christian, a believer, or anything. I had a casual conversation with this girl. Do you know, through this casual conversation, she brought to me that she was struggling, and specifically, she was struggling with church hurt. Right then and there, I knew, okay, I know what type of seed I need to plant, because I myself have struggled with church hurt. I know how I need to go about this. I know what it is that I need to tell her, and I know how to specifically tell her about the gospel in a way that's going to be effective to her, that's going to bring her to the knowledge of Christ. The gospel is the gospel, but there's so many ways of telling the gospel that's going to be effective to somebody. I need to run that again. The gospel is the gospel, but there are so many ways of telling the gospel that's going to be effective to somebody, because you can tell somebody the gospel because it is what it is. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He took the punishment. He took and he died on that cross for our sins, the punishment that we should have received. And he rose again on the third day. Now he has resurrected. He is the living King. He is Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings. He now sits at the right hand of the Father, so on and so forth. But there are so many ways of telling somebody the gospel as to how that pertains to their situation, and as to why that very fact is why and how that resonates to what they're going through, and why Jesus died for them, and why they should give their life to Christ, and so on and so forth. But these days, you have Christians reading off a script. Some of these people not even rebelling against the Lord because they want to. They genuinely don't know the Lord, and we're out here giving scripts, and they want to know the Lord, but there's a lack of authenticity in the Christian community. And then it's the way that we portray Christ as some type of religion, as some type of cult, and this is why they out here calling us a religion. And then we're out here, I don't know, we're doing stuff like this. And we don't even know who's on that plane. We don't even know who's in that atmosphere, who's been hurt by the church. We're not even trying to get an understanding. It wasn't said effectively. That's not to say what was said was wrong, but the way it was said, and the manner it was said, and the place and the setting it was said, and the timing it was said. And there's going to be Christians that argue with that, but guess what? Because that's of a carnal mind. Because we're saying glory to God, praise Jesus. But for what? For something you did of your own? For something of your own doing? Know when it's spirit led and know when it's your flesh. So y'all mean to tell me I put this face mask on, right, while I was talking to y'all? And didn't grab a rag. So now I gotta walk away from the camera. I already look like the Grinch. I already look crazy. I gotta walk away and leave y'all. And I gotta go wash my face off. But we'll continue this conversation. We'll continue.
A lot of the time, our first instinct is to address the sin in a person before we address the pain in a person. I say that because the root issue to a lot of the people that are out there sinning is because of a pain issue, a trauma issue, because they've turned to sin as a means of comfort. And I know I'm speaking for myself, because in the case where I was in the world, I was sinning as a means of coping. I was using that as a coping mechanism. And the first thing that Christians tend to do is address the sin. Oh, well, witchcraft is a sin. And yes, it is a sin. We're addressing this and we're condemning them right off the bat, not knowing as to why they've turned to this. Why don't we address and get to know them and talk to them and see as to why they've turned to this? Ask them, you know, well, why do you do this? And we can address that. So then maybe we can break down and get under as to, okay, this is a trauma issue. How can we address that? And how can we slip the gospel into that aspect of their life? Because they need to know the gospel over there. We need to plant a seed over there. Oh, their mother abandoned them. Their father abandoned them. Oh, somebody raped them. Somebody did this. Let me tell them how Jesus died for the very person that left them. Jesus died to become father to the fatherless and a friend to a friendless. Like, you don't hear many people witnessing about that. And not many Christians think about that. Like, why are these people sinning? And then, of course, there's people out here sinning just because they can. Just because they can mock God. Just because they choose to mock God. Because they choose not to believe. I'm not oblivious to that. Of course people are out there doing that. But there are truly people out here sinning because they don't know no other means of coping to the pain and the trauma they have been through. And there are Christians out here condemning them for their sins, making the trauma even worse, making them feel as though they have nobody, absolutely nobody to turn to. And us being representatives of Christ, making them feel as though Jesus doesn't even care. They feel their mother don't care, their father don't care, their brother don't care, their sister don't care. You don't care as a Christian. Jesus don't care. And now they go sinning more. They on their way to hell. We ambassadors for Christ, and we supposed to be building up the kingdom, steering people away from the gates of hell. And that all ties around to strategically telling people about Jesus. And that right there ain't effectively telling people about Jesus. That's not getting to the root. That's not being authentic. It's not having that one-on-one, that it's not. The lighting outside really did change. I'm not for it. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. Until next time. I still ain't figured out an outro for this. God bless y'all. See y'all next time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Don't forget to rate this show and turn on the bell notification so that you don't miss when I upload a new episode. Follow me on social media. My social media will be linked in today's episode description. And until next time, God bless, and we'll see you back here.
And if you're churchy, please don't sit with us.